This week's mailbag comes to us from Kimberly. I totally appreciate all this amazing team does. You are touching so many lives, not just us who follow and do the program, but our family members and friends. As moms, we are training the next generation. Once I realized my kids did not function with do as I say, not as I do, I had to change how I did things. Then I realized that all I wanted was the best for them, and I was worth that too. It's funny how we tell the kids to go eat healthy, get plenty of rest, don't spend all your money in one place, and save some for a rainy day. In the middle of a go-to-bed argument with my son, he said to me, "You don't go to bed early, and you're the first one up, but you're doing fine." The reality was, I was bone-crushing tired, overweight, and thinking I would rub two nickels together, but I didn't have those either. If what I wanted for them and what I was doing was so out of whack, and I knew it, I had nothing for that argument. If I wanted all those good things for my kids, I wanted that for me too. I have grown up with my kids, and I have learned as much from them as I have taught them. I found Lisa and all of you when we were drowning in paperwork. As I've used these systems and they have changed me, I have seen it in them. We weren't slobs, but I kept too much stuff and so did they. Now we have donation place in the house and they put stuff in it on their own. Rooms you could hardly walk in are now 80% better. That's awesome because now we have progress and the other P word is not used anymore. If all this came from round one and the Sunday basket, I can't wait for round two and more. I know by living the life I want them to have means being the model for my children. It just weighs more with them. If I put my oxygen mask on and breathe, they will too. I am there to help a little, but not to do it for them. They are going to be amazing, strong, and kind to themselves and others. The best part is they will pass that on to the next generation. I know that was long, but you guys have made such a change in me that now I can share. Thank you. Do you have an Organized 365 success story? We would love to hear about it. Please send us an email at lisa@organized365.com and tell us how you have taken back your home, your paper, and your life with Organized 365.
Welcome to the Organized 365 podcast. I'm your host, professional organizer, productivity expert, and motivational speaker, Lisa Woodruff. This podcast will help you embrace progress over perfection and create lasting functional organizing in your home. I have so much to share with you, so let's get started. Today's podcast episode is going to be a journey down memory lane, an update on where we are at the present, and my dreaming and projecting about what the future of Organized 365 is going to look like. So this is not a tactical how-to podcast. This is just two girlfriends catching up over a nice cold iced tea. I have a hot cup of coffee. You may have a yummy glass of wine, whatever. Pour yourself your favorite beverage, snuggle up to your podcast, organize, get stuff done, and let me share with you where we were, where we are, and where we are going for Organized 365. Now, specifically today, I'm not going to be talking about products or organizing your house. I'm going to be talking about my much bigger, huge vision of Organized 365 and really creating kind of a new industry. It's not really an industry, a movement. I don't know. Maybe you guys can help me label it after you hear what it is. So we're just two girlfriends talking. Just a little backstory in case you're new to Organized 365. I started Organized 365 in 2012 as a blog. I was in-home professionally organizing for people, and along the way, I realized organization was a learnable skill. Hello, I have a teaching degree. This is amazingly awesome. I could teach people how to get organized. And I set out as to how would I help you get organized in your house if we weren't face-to-face. And over the course of the next couple of years, I launched the podcast and the products, I hired a team, and we actually created our own line of products. The Sunday basket, the binders that help you ditch your filing cabinet and create just four binders to hold all of your paperwork, work boxes to help you organize your passion projects. The 100-day program has been written and rewritten, and most recently we came out with the kids program. At this point in time, there are not any more products inside of my head that will help you get your home organized that you need for the basic getting your home organized. We've got the Sunday basket, the binders, the 100-day program, the kids. We have what we need. We will be coming out with a few fun products, more on the productivity or decorative side, or just to enhance your journey, but nothing that is critical for you getting your home organized. I feel like that leg of the Organized 365 journey has now come to an end. We have all the basics you need to organize your home, to organize your paper, to organize your to-do list. Along the way, as a professional organizer, very early on, I wanted to network with other professional organizers, and I started a Facebook group called Professional Organizers Think Tank, POTTank.com. That Facebook has been around for over 7 years. It's hugely integrated, engaged. You can ask any question you want about starting a professional organization business. There's no selling in that group. It's just an amazingly awesome community of women who are just looking to see if organization is right for them, all the way up to some of the most veteran people in the professional organization space are inside of that Facebook group. You can get really great questions and answer there. So I love the Professional Organizers Think Tank group. And along the way, I have coached people in starting their own professional organizing businesses and other businesses, helped design websites, all kinds of things like that. But every time I go down that business coach, which I love coaching, that business coach roadmap, I lose sight of helping women at home get organized. And that is my thing I always want to do, is make it easier for you to get your home organized so you can go out and do whatever you are most passionate about, your passion project, the thing that only you were uniquely created to do. And honestly, there are a lot of business coaches, and I love business coaching, but there are a lot of business coaches. There aren't a lot of people helping you get your home organized. So I'm continually stopping myself and pulling myself back into home organization. Also along the way, I think you've probably heard, I used to be a creative memories consultant. And when I was a creative memories consultant, we had these workshops where you would go and bring your photos and you would get your photos organized in my basement or my friend's garage or wherever. It was a community event. It was fun. It gave you a social outlet. It was productive. It was profitable. It was all the good things. I loved my creative memories experience. And within 6 months of starting my professional organizing business in 2012, summer of 2012, I had paper organizing workshops at my house. And I set out to, how could I teach other professional organizers to do what I'm doing for multiple reasons. One, a paper organizing workshop is a lot less expensive than having a professional organizer come in your house. Two, it establishes you as the expert in your area as a paper organizer. And three, paper is portable, so it's something you could organize with multiple clients that you are organizing their home. So I was finding that it was really hard for me to drive 45 minutes to somebody's home, organize for 3 or 4 hours, and then drive back. I could help more people get organized if they would come to me with anything that was portable, and then I would go to them when we had to actually organize things inside of their home. So I had this idea of paper organizing workshops and growing Organized 365 online. So along the way, I came up with a certification for the Sunday Basket workshop. So I do not teach Sunday Basket workshop courses anymore. You could buy the complete Sunday Basket kit on Organized 365, and you get digital recordings of when I did record Sunday Basket workshops live. Actually, the recordings you have now have been updated and they weren't done live. They are more succinct. And then to get extra help, if you're just following me online, you can join All Access. And when you're in All Access, then you can come to every Sunday, almost every Sunday, we have paper organizing Sunday Basket Workshop Club. And the Sunday Basket Club is run by Monique and Michelle currently, and they just spend 90 minutes going through their Sunday Basket and answering any questions you have as you go through yours. So you get some of that one-on-one interaction. But my original goal of the Sunday Basket workshop was this creative memories idea, this idea that professional organizers all around the United States would have workshops in their home one or two times a month, or however often they wanted to have them, where people could literally bring their Sunday baskets each week, go through their Sunday basket, and learn how to prioritize, plan, deep dive into their Sunday basket, and really get to the point where you have extra time in your schedule and you're getting some of your bigger projects done, not feel like you're just always treading water. Well, this has been working really, really well. We have lots of Sunday basket workshop organizers all over the United States and a couple in Canada. Canada is currently closed, but we do have some Canadians still left over from when we started the program, and they are having Sunday basket workshops. Well, along the way, if you know me at all, you know that my ideas evolve and they grow. And as my idea evolved and grew, and I was trying to model to the professional organizers how to use their Sunday basket workshops to help them become the expert in their city and help people get to know them as a professional organizer in a more group setting, I realized that the other thing I did with Creative Memories is we would have weekend retreats, and we called them Winter Wonderland. We went away to a cabin for a whole weekend. It was so much fun. We got so much done, laughed, cried, slept, ate all the foods you're not supposed to eat. It was great. And I was thinking, you know, you could do that with paper. Like, you could do your Sunday basket plus your workbox. You could go through your whole filing cabinet. Lots of things you could do with your paper. So I created paper organizing retreats. And my paper organizing retreats are a little less than, how long are they? They're 36 hours long. So you start at 9 a.m. on Saturday and we're done at 3 o'clock on Sunday, however long that is. That's how long my paper organizing retreats are. And very quickly, many of the certified organizers said, we want to do that too. So I created the Complete Paper Certification Program for people who are already Sunday Basket certified so that they could represent the entire Organize 365 paper organization line. All four of the basic binders, the Warrior Mama binder, all eight of the work boxes, and the Sunday Basket. So they would have items on hand and be trained, acknowledged, and versed in all of the paper organizing that you might need to do in your house. Additionally, in that certification, I created an online training for professional organizers explaining how I would go into clients' homes and literally organize all their file cabinet drawers without the client present, or take all of that paper to my house, organize it at my house, and return it all done, labeled, and put in their drawer without the client answering what to do with every single piece of paper. So that is part of that training as well. Okay, so we already have the Sunday Basket certification program. We have the Complete Paper certification program. And we've now completed all the Organize 365 products that I feel you need in order to organize your home and your paper at this time. Well, did you hear? I got a book deal. The Paper Solution is coming out August of 2020. Now, I have published many books before. All the way back in 2006, I published the book, The ABCs of the Bible, which was a preschool church curriculum with Thomas Nelson Publishers. So I have traditionally published before, and I understand how traditionally publishing is different than self-publishing. I then went on to self-publish two books, The Mindset of Organization and How ADHD Affects Home Organization. So when I sought after a national traditional publisher for The Paper Solution, I knew a couple of things. Number one, I knew it was going to take like a year and a half to get this book to market, which it is. Number two, I realized that I would be working with editors and publicists and PR people and marketing people that had so much more expertise than I did. And I have purposely waited to seek out a traditional book publishing deal because I didn't feel like Organize 365 was ready. You know, a year ago, my website wasn't ready and we didn't have all the products that I felt like if you came to Organize 365, however you found me, probably a Google search, maybe a friend referred you to me, you found me and you were ready to get organized and you've kind of watched me grow. When you publicly, traditionally publish a book and you get, let's say, national media attention and people come to your website because they've seen you through a newspaper article or a magazine article or a TV show, they were not Google searching how to organize their house. So they aren't expecting to have to then dig through your website to find the answer to their question. They weren't thinking about organizing their paper at all, but they read an article or they saw you on TV and they're like, well, that's interesting. You're right. I didn't even realize I had paper. I wonder what else she has to say. And so when they end up on the Organize 365 website, it has to be professional, you guys. Like, it has to be good to go. Like, all of the menu buttons need to work. The shop needs to look good. By the way, if you haven't been over, organize365.com/shop has been updated and it looks fantastic. Totally pro now. Love it. So for the last couple of years, I have been working on, you know, creating All Access, that it would have everything you need in it to get your home organized, and redoing the website. And now we're adding on the Wednesday podcast to share stories of how other people have gone through the organization process and what that looks like for different people in different ages of life, different size families, different parts of the country, just so that there's more there when people come to Organize 365 that did not find me through Google searching or a referral. So that leads me to this certification program. I don't know, are any of you entrepreneurs, or maybe you could think of the company that you work for, even if you work for like Coca-Cola or Procter & Gamble or General Electric, a huge company, when you think back to their origin story, they all start like this. Every single company on the planet started with somebody with an idea that either did it at the kitchen table or in their bedroom office or in their garage. Like, every single company started that way. And slowly, over time, they started to hire people, they solidified their idea. If they needed products, they started manufacturing those, and they just grew and grew and grew and grew. So we are at 7.5 years in business, and I feel like we finally have all of our ducks in a row that we're ready to take this national and seek out some national media attention. So I got a traditional book deal in order to do that. The number one reason I got a traditionally published book, because I could publish the book by myself, is because I want to take this message of paper organization national. I want to go on national media and talk about how America is just flat out not a paperless society. We can have less paper, but we are not paperless. And so since we are not paperless, how much paper do we need? What does less paper look like? And how can we organize that, especially portably, so that when there is an emergency, we could take that paper with us to go to those professionals we need to see. When there is a disaster coming, a hurricane, a fire, whatever, we can take our important paper, put it in our car, go, no, we have what we need, but not too much, and not have to worry about what we're leaving behind. So I'm obviously, you've heard about it, I'm very passionate about this whole paper thing. Well, one of the things that the publishing house is most excited about are the certified organizers, that we have certified organizers that can literally help people get their paper organized. So I don't know if you've started organizing your paper, but it's not easy. It's totally not easy. And quite a few people who have signed up as certified organizers under me are professional organizers with established professional organizing businesses that are going great, but even they did not really know. How do you organize paper? Like, everybody just says go paperless or make it all digital, but how do you tactfully, you know, step by step organize your paper? So we have solved that problem. All right, so this is really exciting. I have always wanted to have a book tour. Now, this is all speculative. Remember, this is we're just having a coffee together. So don't hold me to any of this. But my idea of a book tour, back when I launched the Mindset of Organization, I was going to have a book tour. The kids and I were going to get in the car and travel the United States. And they were all in on it until I realized it's not really how it works. But let me just tell you, I am going to be having the book tour to end all book tours. So when the book launches in August of 2020, Greg doesn't really know this yet. I keep dribbling and dribbling this out to him so that he kind of gets an idea of what this is going to be. But if I could do whatever I wanted, here's what I want. For the next 8 months, I would spend 7 to 10 days in some other part of the country every single month. That's what I want. Yeah, huge, right? Oh my gosh, like just one of those trips. How would you even do just one of those trips? Well, let me just keep painting the picture. So the first leg of what I think is probably going to be the first leg of the trip would be the West Coast. So California. So I'll just flesh out one part of the trip. So my thought is I would fly into Northern California. And when I get there, I would do, you know, morning TV. I would do a Barnes & Noble book signing. There would be a Shreddit event somewhere that I would go to and everybody could bring their paper and get it shredded for free. It would be sponsored by someone. That there would be paper organizing retreats by the certified organizers. Retreats or workshops I'd be able to stop by and say hi. And then I would travel to Central California, and then I would travel to Southern California. So fly out to California, spend 1 or 2 days in the north, 2 or 3 days in the middle, 1 or 2 days at the end. And then do some kind of an event with the certified organizers in that area, and then fly back home again. And then I would go out and I would do probably 3 cities in Texas, and I'm thinking a bunch of cities in Florida, and then the East Coast, and then the two different trips through the central part of the United States. And so I have this list, you guys. You should see the Slash Pockets related to the book tour. First of all, they're some of the oldest Slash Pockets I have, because I've had these book tour Slash Pockets since 2006, basically. Like, I have ideas all the way back then. I have printed out, I don't know, 300 sheets of pages of articles I've read about how to do a book tour, what book tours do. Like, it's insane. I'm so excited about it. I'm like mapping it out on these big, huge maps. And yeah, I haven't even talked to the publisher about it, but it's going to be great. Like, they're not going to do the book tour. I'm going to do the book tour and they will support me somehow on it. But I know that Organize 365 is going to be doing the book tour. So that's going to start in August 2020. And in my mind, it's probably going to go the entire school year. Like, I don't know. That's just what I'm thinking. When I think about that, I get so excited and petrified. Like, totally. Do you know how much that's going to cost? Do you know how exhausted I'm going to be? Do you think Greg's going to survive? I don't. I mean, when I think about that 1 year from now, I think that is, I mean, just to even go do a 7-day book tour is crazy. But to think that you're legit going to leave your house like 7 or 8 times for like 7 to 10 days, like, that's kind of grandiose, even for me. But that's where my mind is. Like, that's what I'm thinking. So when I think back to today, us having coffee together, I think, okay, what do I have to do now in order to make that happen? And I'm working on it in many different ways. But one of the things is, there are some of you that have been thinking, oh, maybe I'll become a certified organizer someday. Here's what I would have to say about that. We are opening the certification program today for the next 10 days. And we're hoping to open it end of this year and early next year as well. But I'm not really good at that. Often I'll say, we'll open it again sometime later, and I don't know when later will be. So right now, I know the certification is open today through the 28th. So July 19th through the 28th, the certification is open. And those of you that are certified organizers can upgrade to the complete paper certification. Here's what I know today. I am already planning the book tour. I'm already planning the cities I want to go to. I'm already making lists of who I know in each city. And if you want to be a certified organizer and you want to, I'm not saying I'm going to every single city, but I am going to try to get to a lot, then I need to at least know where you live and that you're a certified organizer. So think about signing up. We are going to have a masterclass about this on the 23rd. So you could sign up for that by going to organize365.com/masterclass. Also, in August, I am scheduling a Jumpstart Your Fall Workshop Day. And you'll already have an email about this if you're already a certified organizer. If you sign up as a certified organizer, you'll find out about this then. I think it's August 6th. But I'm going to do a 1-hour workshop with everybody who is a certified organizer and give you ideas for jumpstarting your workshop business in the fall. And then we're going to take a 30-minute break, and then I will come back and spend 90 minutes with people who are complete paper certified about the retreats. So this is going to cause a little bit of a change in the Organize 365 paper organizing retreats if you've been waiting to come to one of those. First change, we are no longer having Grow Day, and you can no longer sign up for dinner with Lisa. Remember earlier in this conversation when I said that I tend to like to be a business coach? And I totally can. I mean, I'm totally qualified to be a business coach, but I need not to be. I need to be focused on women organizing their home and their paper. And I'm going to get to men organizing their home and their paper, but right now I'm still focusing on women. So because of that, I'm eliminating Grow Day, which was putting me in the camp of being a business coach, and I'm not a business coach. Instead of having dinner on that first night, we are going to have a certified organizer reception mixer type thing. Why would we be doing that for a paper organizing retreat? Well, because if you want to be complete paper certified and be able to do retreats, you have to come to one of Lisa's paper organizing retreats for your training and to finish your certification. And our paper organizing retreats are in September, January, and April, and then I'm not doing anymore. What? Right. I'm not doing anymore. Because did I not just tell you I'm traveling the world in the fall of 2020? I can't be doing a paper organizing workshop in September in Cincinnati if I'm in California, right? Or in January if I'm in Florida. I can't be doing a paper organizing retreat in Cincinnati. So if you've been thinking, oh, one day I'm going to go to Lisa's paper organizing retreat, you have three choices. You could kind of sign up for September, January, or April. So those are the last three paper organizing retreats I'm doing here in Cincinnati. If you want to be complete paper certified, those are the last three paper organizing retreats that you can come to be retreat certified. Because whether or not we open the certification program after the book launches, it will be too late for me to do certification and training for you to be part of the book launch parade that I am planning in my head. Okay, so no grow day, no dinner. Yes, now we're adding a Sunday basket reception, and then the paper organizing retreats will be like the paper organizing retreats have been up until this point. Saturday morning until Sunday afternoon, they will be at a hotel in September. It will still be in Westchester in January and April. We're not sure where it'll be, but it will still be in Westchester in just about the same area. And you could come and you can be certified during that time. What else did I want to tell you about this? So many things to tell you. Okay, so the paper organizing retreats, we have three more of those, three more opportunities to be upgraded to complete paper certified. I told you about my crazy idea about the book tour. So exciting. What do you think? Do you think I'm totally crazy? Or can you see the vision too? Like when I close my eyes, I don't know how to explain it to you, but I so see it. I can see certified organizers all over the United States with women coming to them overwhelmed, laundry baskets and boxes of paper going, help me get out from underneath all this paperwork. My husband just got diagnosed with cancer. My kids need an IEP. I don't know how to settle my dad's estate. I just want to reduce the amount of paper in my house. I could just see it. I could totally, totally see it. And if you could see it too, and you want to be part of this movement, this growth of the Sunday Basket Certified Organizers, and if you'd like to upgrade to the complete paper certification program, I would love for you to join us for the masterclass, which is going to be on the 23rd. And also, you could directly reach out to Emily Kelly, who is in charge of our certification program. Her email, I'm going to get this wrong. Her email is Emily, E-M-I-L-Y, K, at organize365.com. You could just email her your questions, ask her anything you want to know. If you want to know about the Sunday Basket Certification, you can find that out by going to sundaybasketcertification.com. That's where you sign up for the license to be able to do the Sunday Basket workshops. And then if you want to find out more, if you are already a Sunday Basket Certified Organizer, or if you just want to find out more and you are logged into your Organize 365 dashboard, in your dashboard, there are buttons that will tell you about the Certified Organizer Program and the Complete Paper Program. You can go to organize365.com/shop and you will find both of the things there. Oh, I knew there was one more thing. I knew if I kept talking, I'd remember it. So the last thing that we are changing, which I'm so excited about, is since I am no longer going to be doing paper organizing retreats, for the certified organizers that are complete paper trained and they are having their retreats, we are going to start listing their retreats on the Organize 365 website starting in August. So many of you have been saying, Lisa, I would love to come to one of your paper organizing retreats, but I live in Washington State, California, Florida, where like I'm not putting all this paper on an airplane and it's too far for me to drive. So where are these paper organizing retreats that are closer to you? All you're going to have to do in August is go to organize365.com/events and any Complete Paper certified organizer that has a retreat, their next available retreat will be listed right on the Organize 365 event page. You'll be able to click through straight to their website and sign up for a retreat that is closer to you. If you're looking for a Sunday Basket workshop organizer that just does the basic 90-minute help me do my Sunday basket, or I want to get better at my Sunday basket, or maybe you have a group of people and you're like, I just want somebody to come do a workshop for me and my six friends. Find the workshop organizer that is closest to you. You can find that just by going to any page on the Organize 365 website, the homepage, the dashboard, whatever. Scroll to the bottom. There's a pink button that says Find My Organizer Here. And there you'll be able to find Sunday Basket Workshop Organizers and Complete Paper Retreat Trained Certified Organizers as well. All right. I hope you enjoyed coffee with me. It was really fun to share with you my dreams. Can't wait to see what actually materializes. Part of me thinks, you know, it's scary to tell you that that is my dream, and then what if I can't do that? But really, who does a book tour like that? Like, nobody does a book tour like that. So even if I was only able to do 2 weeks worth, like, that would be more than most people do for book tours. But I think what's really exciting is maybe I just told you, and maybe I actually do it, and that would be amazing. I think I better go take a nap now and rest up for 1 year from now. I would love to hear what you guys think about this. Have a great week.